you say about 2021 could very well be true. This man is like a treasure trove of planetary vulnerabilities. And so I'm guessing that any one of them or a combination could take him down at any point in time. It's just that the way the US system is set up, it's very difficult for him to be removed from office. And this is what I think puzzles a lot of people when they see what a bumbling, incompetent idiot he is. And yet, there he is. But the system is set up to keep him in play. Of course, we're on an election year, and so now he's especially vulnerable. And I gotta say, I'm skeptical that he's gonna win this election. I really am, despite all the fears that people express. And that obviously applies to 2020. But if you look at 21, 22, 23, he's got serious vulnerabilities. I'll be putting up some more videos explaining my point of view. But I would tell you this, as the key factor, astrologically, I would point to Neptune, because if you look at a person's chart, it's always the planets that are dynamic at birth and then come around doing dynamic aspects that are the most dangerous. And his Neptune is part of that T-square. And so when it moves into a challenging aspect, there's going to be hell to pay. Notice that his Saturn and Pluto aren't like that. And it's part of the reason why, even though they challenge hard, they are less of a factor. Although they still are a factor. It's still Saturn and still Pluto. So they're going to hurt if you have vulnerabilities. But Neptune is especially dangerous. And the other one that I also need to do a video or videos on, because it's quite fascinating, is the planetoid Eris that was discovered in 2005. Because this is a major, major problem for Trump, as it turned out, as a luck of the draw thing, because in transit, this planet is moving so slowly, it doesn't affect many people, but it happens to affect him very directly and for many years to come. So I'll be doing that soon. And in the meantime, thanks for commenting on my videos, and let's see how this turns out.